Turning to Shabbat Yechabedat, we're in Chelek Bet Simanun, Hilchot Shabbat. Can you use soap on Shabbat? That's the question. Bar soap on Shabbat. Can you use soap on Shabbat? Not discussed in the Mishnah. What is discussed in the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Nalif, Tana Rabbanan, En miraskin, lo et ha-sheleg, velo et ha-barad b'Shabbat. You're not allowed to lirasik to pulverize, to
break down
hail, ice, and snow on Shabbat. Aval, notenu ledoch ha-kos, ledoch ha-ke'ara, velo choshesh. You can put a piece of ice in the cup and leave it there on its own. You cannot be mirasik. You cannot break it down, but you can leave it there, and it'll happen on its own. Okay, why not? Rashi says, Mipnei shehu molid b'Shabbat. Molid means effectively creating, he says. V'dome l'mlacha. It's similar to a mlacha, meaning it's only in Sur Drabanan. Sheboreh ha-mayim ha-ele. You're like creating the water. There was no water. There was ice. There was snow. Now I know it's inside. We all know it's inside. But it's dome l'mlacha. Isur molid, we cannot create anything. We understand that. Right? You know, you can't create matter. Everything comes from something else. So, you didn't create the water, I get it. But it looks like you created the water. There was no water, now there's water. That's Isur Molid B'Shabbat. You're not allowed to do things that look like you're creating something new. En Miraskin et HaSheleg, and not Miraskin et HaBarat. Now, the challenge is that the Sefer HaTruma says Zoto Nolad, right? Sefer HaTruma says also, the Isur is Nolad. He says, and therefore, you know what else you're not allowed to do? Nolad. He says as follows. Let's say you have chicken. You have food. You have something, and it was cold, so it got congealed, meaning the fat, you know, can turn into like a gel, right? Turns into like a gel when it gets cold. Okay. Can you keep that up on Shabbat? Leave aside liquid or solid. Sefer HaTruma says, forget Nolad. It was a solid, now it's a liquid. Same thing, in Mereskin it's a shelig. You can't squeeze snow, because it was a solid. Now it's a liquid, also with the dish, with the congealed fat. It was a solid, it's a gel, right? You can touch it. And then it becomes a liquid, and the Sefer HaTruma says, that's not allowed. Now, the Rashba quotes the Sefer HaTruma. They're all Rishonim. The Rashba is around the same time. So they're all in the earlier part of the Rishonim. The Rashba quotes the Sefer HaTruma, he says, I don't understand. If it's Isur Nolad, Sefer HaTruma, let's say you're right. You know I'm not allowed to the Rasek at HaSheleg, it's Isur Nolad. Fine. Molid, Nolad. Molid means you're doing. Nolad means it happens. Why then does the Gemara say, Ein Meraskin at HaSheleg, Aval Notenu Ledoch HaKos? Why are you allowed to put in the cup? Why are you allowed to put it into a cup? Or, there are different types of fruits on Shabbat. You're not allowed to squeeze fruits on Shabbat. But if it's a fruit that most people don't squeeze, so you're also not allowed to be Drabanan. But let's say it leaks out. Let's say it leaks a little bit of the fruit leaks on its own. Levad. Now, not apples and, not oranges and grapes and olives that we normally, another fruit, whatever. And it leaks on its own. So the Sefer HaTruma should tell you, Nolad should not be out. The Sefer HaTruma, though, would tell you, if you ask the Sefer HaTruma, he would tell you no, right? Nolad. And the Rashba says, yeah, but the Gemara says it's mutar, which is what Rashi's saying, it's mutar. So you see that Nolad is not the issue. So he says, what's the issue with Eimer Raskin et HaSheleg? So he says, no. He says, you know why you're not allowed to Rasek et HaSheleg? Because you may come to squeeze fruit. It's similar, right? You took a solid and you squeezed it, and you got water from the snow. If you took an orange and you squeezed it, and you got orange juice from the orange, that's not allowed on Shabbat. That's potentially an Isur D'Oraita of, let's say, you're squeezing grapes. You squeeze the grape on Shabbat, that's Nisur Dorait of Soche Tolda Dadash. That's not allowed. Limon's a separate issue, we'll have to discuss another time. But yet, squeezing a grape on Shabbat is Nisur Dorait, you're not allowed to do it. So Chazal said, don't do things that are similar to it. If you squeeze ice, meaning you pulverize it to make water, so that's similar Gzeira Dirabanan. The Rav HaMagid says, the Rambam holds like that also. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, why are you not allowed to Eimer Askin et HaShelig? You're not allowed to. That's the deal. You're not allowed to mirasek ice. He says, you know why? Gzera mishum perot amdim l'mashkin. You may come to squeeze fruit. So you see, he's not concerned with Nolad. He said, there are two options. You could have taken the approach of the Sefer HaTruma and Rashi and said, Nolad. Or you could take the approach of the Rashba and say, it's too similar to squeezing fruit. There are two options. And the Shulchan Aruch takes the second option, the option of the Rashba, that you may come to squeeze fruit. Now the Ramah, Rav Moshe Israelis, who quotes the Ashkenazi Minhagim on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, V'yesh Amrim Nolad. Don't do it. Unless you really have to, it's better not to, because of Nolad. So they say, well, what about soap? So the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak Rav Yitzchak on Pronti, he writes, you're allowed to use soap on Shabbat. Why? I mean, talking about like a bar soap. They didn't have liquid soap. Bar soap on Shabbat. He says, you know why? The whole Zerah was you may come to squeeze. There's nothing to squeeze. You're right. The bar soap turns into a little bit of a liquid. It's a solid. And you rub it on you and it turns into a little bit of a, it comes off in the water. He says, but you can't squeeze it. You can't squeeze it. It's not possible. You can't turn it into water. Lo shayach. You cannot turn it into water if you tried it. It's a piece of soap. See, We'll get there in a moment. You can't squeeze it into water. So don't tell me, you're not allowed to squeeze ice, you're not allowed to squeeze snow, because you may come to squeeze the fruit. He says, that only applies to things that you can squeeze. You can't squeeze the bar of soap. It's not going to turn into that. It'll become a smaller piece of soap. It's not going to turn into water no matter what you do, and therefore, it should be allowed. Now, the Ramah writes consistently. The Ramah writes, remember, the Ramah said, you know why you shouldn't squeeze the ice and the soap? Nolad. He also says you shouldn't use soap, because it's nolad, right? The Ramah writes to Ashkenazim, they shouldn't use the bar soap because of nolad, unless they really have to. He says, so long as you can, it's better not to. But the Pachad Yitzchak writes that you can't squeeze it. Nolad, you're turning it into, meaning it was a solid, and now it's a little bit of a liquid, right? So this is back and forth. The Ben Yishchai writes like the Ramah, and Rav Avadia says, no, the Sfaradim follow the Shulchan Aruch. There are many, 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 many Achronim who follow the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, the reason you can't squeeze snow and ice is because it's similar to fruit. Soap is not similar to fruit. You squeeze it from today till tomorrow. Water is not coming out. Perfectly allowed. The Ramah says, no. You know why you can't squeeze ice and water? Because it's nolad. You're creating a liquid. So too by the soap. You're creating a liquid. It's turning into a liquid. That's not allowed. So there's a Sefer Maaseh Rokeach. The Maaseh Rokeach says, forget nolad. You're mimachek, mimareach. Mimareach means to smooth something. You're not allowed to smooth. It's a melacha d'oraita. It was used back in the day on the skins of animals. When you take off the skin, you have to mimareach, you have to get it smooth in order to use it. That's mimareach. So you have to smooth it. So he says, soap is nisur d'oraita. Forget your gzerah d'rabanan, nolad, not nolad. Isur d'oraita, mimareach. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, wait a minute. Even the Ramah for the Ashkenazim, who was machmir not to use soap, he said, you know why? Because of nolad. It's Nisur d'Rabanan. He didn't say Nisur d'Rabanan. If it was really Nisur d'Oraita, he should have said, Nisur d'Oraita. Why did he say, Nisur nolad? Obviously, the Ramah thinks, it's not Mimareach. Because if it was Mimareach, he would have told you, don't do it, it's Nisur d'Oraita Mimareach. But why not? It's tough case Mimareach. No, you're smoothing the soap. You're smoothing it, no? Mimareach says, but you're smoothing the soap. He says, no. Smoothing, Mimareach, is only when you care for the thing to be smooth. Meaning, Mimareach applies if you have a barrel and there's a hole and you're taking wax and you're putting it over the hole and you want it to be smooth so it seals the hole. That's Mimareach. Most people could care less what shape the soap is. You care if it's smooth. No one cares. You're using it on your body to wash your hands. You don't want your body to be clean. You're not doing it to smooth the soap. It's not, Mimareach doesn't apply the Kahai Gavna. He says that's not even in the world of Mimareach. And he says, first of all, most of our soap is smooth to begin with. Most of the soap is smooth. Well, it's rough. You're not sanding it down. Sanding down could be Mimareach. You're not sanding it down. The soap is smooth to begin with. He says it's not an issue of Mimareach. And later he found the tshuva of the Rambam. The tshuvot of the Rambam. We know the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam wrote the Perusha Mishnayot. We know he wrote some letters, but we never had the Tshuvot of the Rambam until much later. In the Tshuva, he writes explicitly, "Urechitzat hayadayim beborit v'sulato mikol mashelo yashira se'ar be'echlech mutar." He says you're allowed to use soap as long as it doesn't. It's not so caustic that it takes off hair. If it takes off hair, that's going to be a separate issue of goes this. But as long as it's not that caustic, the Rambam writes it's mutar, no issues. So he says even Achronim were machmir didn't know that the Rambam allowed it. He therefore writes, Sfaradim are absolutely allowed to use soap on Shabbat. Not a problem, not of nolad, because we don't hold that that's an issue. not a problem of Mimareach, because that's not an issue. He says Ashkenazim, who following the Ramah, if they can, it's best not to use bar soap, because the Ramah says, remember, it's a machloket between the Rashba and the Sefer HaTrumah. So, the Rashba was from Spain, the Sefer HaTrumah was from Germany, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Baruch, Germany, okay, thank you, Rabbi Sorla. And so the Ramah follows the Sefer HaTrumah whenever he can. He says, when you can. So Rabbi says, okay, but let's say you're taking care of somebody. Or let's say you just changed the diaper. You need to use soap. You can't eat. You need to use soap. You don't have a choice. According to the Ashkenazim, of course, according to the Ramah, Rav Adi is saying, they should get liquid soap for Shabbat. You don't have? Use bar soap. According to the Sfaradim, using the bar soap should not be a problem, not of Nolad, because we don't hold it as an issue, and not of Mimareach. He says, even the Ramah was Machmir, didn't think it was an issue of Mimareach, and therefore for us it's okay. Okay? In Yechavedat, he says, no such thing. He says, there's absolutely... He says, לפיכך נראה שעל כל פנים, אנו הספרדים שהולכים בעקבות הוראות הרמב״ם ומרן שולחן ערוך, יכולים להקל ברחיצת הסבון בשבת. אבל אחינו אשכנזים, רואי להם להחמיר. הספרדים are allowed to, אשכנזים it's appropriate to be מחמיר, when they can, meaning if you're buying for your home, you're buying for your home. אשכנזים should buy liquid soap, נחנם. They don't have, they can use bar soap. He says here, it's permissible. I'm happy to look later to see if the Elkut Yosef has an additional, this is Rav Adi Yosef. I'm happy to see if the Elkut Yosef addresses this point, maybe he was chazer. And if he was, I'm happy to look at the points once again.